In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us pray. Holy and righteous God, our dear Heavenly Father, at the beginning of our summer service event, we pause to ask for your blessing. Dear Father, you have provided a way for the message of the gospel of your Son to be preached into all the world. We pray that you would give words to your servants through your Holy Spirit, and that you would give the increase to the sowing of your word. Dear Father, we thank you for your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who has paid our entire debt of sin through his suffering and death. We thank you that through his resurrection, your children have the hope of eternal life. As we ask for your blessing for these services, dear Father, we ask that you would yet grant a time of grace to do the work of your kingdom. Call those who are lost and seeking peace of heart and conscience, and lead them to your kingdom, where the fountain of grace is yet found. We enclose our many petitions into the prayer which thy Son has taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Dear listeners, service guests, this weekend we are holding the summer services and annual meeting of the Lestadian Lutheran Church in an historic way. Due to the COVID-19 outbreak, the plans to hold the services this year in Marquette, Michigan have been rescheduled to 2021, and this year's event is being held for the very first time as an online event. On behalf of the Board of Directors and the staff of the Lestadian Lutheran Church, it is a joy to be able to welcome all of you to this historic event. Our services are being broadcast through the llchurch.org website and also as a video stream on the LLC YouTube channel. And while we certainly miss the opportunity that we always look forward to be able to gather in the fellowship of God's children and the hearing of his word together, yet we realize that this online format provides a way that God's word can be heard throughout the globe. And so we thank God that he has provided this means for the gospel message of his Son to be so broadly sent out. And we pray that it will bring comfort to his children and that it will reach the hearts of those who are seeking a gracious God. And so, with those words, I welcome all of our listeners throughout this weekend to these historic online LLC Summer Services for 2020. The motto that has been chosen for these online LLC Summer Services comes from the book of the prophet Isaiah from the 40th chapter, the first verse. And the words are in Jesus' name as follows. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Those words of the prophet, when we look at them in the context in which they were given, the people of Israel had lived in a troubling time. In fact, earlier in his writings, the prophet had rebuked the people because some had strayed in their hearts so far away from the living God. And then he had prophesied of the coming Babylonian captivity and exile. And so it was certainly, we can imagine, a time of great concern and uncertainty and worry for the people of God. They must have wondered what is in store for them now. And in the midst of that kind of time, God, through the prophet, brought this strong message of comfort to his own. It shouldn't be surprising to us, because God is a God of comfort. And his word, his living word, when it is preached through the power of the Holy Spirit, it is always a word that, even in those times when it rebukes us of sin, it always is a word yet that leaves God's children comforted. In his epistle to the Corinthians, first epistle to the Corinthians, the Apostle Paul writes in this way, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God." Actually, those words are found in 2 Corinthians, the first chapter of that second letter to the Corinthians. And I have thought in the time in which we're now living that just as God did for the his people in the time of the prophet Isaiah, he does the same for us today. He brings comfort and he brings joy to his children through his word of promise. And the promises of God's word are indeed great. And we know that the Bible tells us that God is faithful in all that he promises. And so we can fully trust in what God has promised to his children. So in the midst of that kind of time, God gave instructions to his servant to bring a message of comfort to the people. Comfort ye, my people. That was the instruction that God gave to the prophet Isaiah. And he, in fact, instructed the servant to speak tenderly to the people and to bring them a message of encouragement and of security. In fact, if we read on further in the next verse after that verse that contains our service theme, the message of God that he gave to Isaiah to bring to the people was this: "Your warfare is accomplished, your iniquity is pardoned, you have received of the Lord's hand double for all your sins." It was a message that the people needed to hear. Living in the midst of this kind of time of questions and uncertainties and doubts, we could think that undoubtedly they realized that they could not trust in themselves. They could not trust in their own goodness, in their own merits, in their own strength, in their own wisdom. And so what is it that they could trust in? And so in that kind of situation, God wanted to give them this kind of message. Your warfare is already accomplished. And I've thought that if there's ever a time when that's an appropriate message, it would be today. Today we live a time that does indeed have uncertainties. And we realize nowadays also, in the midst of all that's happening in the world, the way that the enemy works, the enemy of souls, that we cannot trust in our own strength, can we? It is so good then to hear, your warfare is already accomplished. Apostle Paul writes also about this. He writes about the victory that was won for us through Christ's death and resurrection. And so then he says, where death is thy sting, and where grave is thy victory. And so we also, dear listeners, dear brothers and sisters in faith, we also, in this time that we are experiencing in our lives and in the world, find that God has provided a way to bring a great message of comfort, joy, encouragement to his people. Although this year we weren't able to gather like we look forward to every year, to our festive gathering of the summer services, we await it, and now we miss the fellowship of those festivities. But yet we're able to hear this comforting and strengthening message of the gospel. And I've thought about that, how God has provided this kind of way in our time, that he has allowed his word to travel over the airwaves to reach out to his children wherever they are and bring to them this great message. And through the same means, he wants to reach out to those who might be lost in the darkness of this world and seeking a God who is gracious and forgiving. And he wants to call also to you, to lead you gently to his kingdom, where you can receive the full forgiveness of all of your sins. And you can hear that message. Your warfare is accomplished. Your iniquity is pardoned. You have received of the Lord's hand double for all your sins. When we think of this time, we understand that our journey of faith is one that is made in unity with God and with his congregation. But at the same time, we realize that faith is personal. It's a faith of the heart. And we take comfort in the fact that we can personally believe. And we take comfort in the fact that we can travel in the unity of God's children. We feel there the security of his kingdom. We realize that I, a weak traveler, I don't have to make my way to heaven on my own. God, through his kingdom, through my brothers and sisters in faith, he escorts me on the way to heaven. And so we can yet be a part of his congregation through this way that God, in fact, provides even now with these online services in which the message of his word is able to go out and reach listeners wherever they are. I've thought that it's a joy to think that the mission command of Jesus is being fulfilled in our time, even in this way. Even online, we can feel a connection to our fellow travelers. During these recent months when we haven't been able to gather together, we have been able to enjoy through our online evening devotions and online services the same blessing of being in the hearing of God's word. And if you, brothers and sisters, have felt like I have, it has been so that when we have heard God's living word spoken, even there in the comfort of our homes, and when it has answered to our spirit and how we believe, isn't it a word of comfort? That we can think, even I am traveling with this group that is on the way to heaven. And so we can take comfort in knowing that our journey is personal and faith is personal. And so even though we can't be together in the fellowship in person or haven't been able to be in these recent weeks, be in that fellowship that we crave and we need, yet we can still believe. And this healing message of the gospel, it finds us wherever we are through these means. Even now this weekend through these services, they've been arranged with this hope and prayer that God's word could be freely and richly spoken, that God through his spirit would open his word and through the means of our online broadcast could reach the hearts of all listeners. And so even though we know that during this time there have been some people who have been feeling perhaps isolation and perhaps loneliness. Some have lonely places of watching, not only now, but other times in life as well. But when God is able to reach us through his word, we are reminded that he doesn't leave us. He doesn't forget us. He knows where we are. He knows what we need. And he provides it. And it reminds us to always trust in him. It's also a good reminder during this time to think that we want to remember each other. We want to remember and care for one another. We want to remember those who are in lonely places, situations in life. Even if we can't approach some people personally because of that, there are still ways that we can be in touch. Through the telephone or through other media, we can be in touch and we can bring this message of love and joy to one another. Because we know that all of God's children are ambassadors for Christ. All of God's children are part of the royal priesthood. All of God's children have been entrusted with the keys of the kingdom. And when Jesus gave these keys to his own, he said that what you forgive on earth, it is forgiven in heaven. And so, dear listener, when a believer preaches to you the gospel of forgiveness in the name and blood of Jesus, it is not a person's forgiveness that you are hearing and receiving. It is God's forgiveness. And we want to remember to bring this message to one another, and especially to those who are in lonely places of watching. God knows his children. God knows our needs. And he provides what we need, sometimes in a miraculous way. I recently had a duty of holding an online service for believers in the country of Ecuador. And I sat in my home in Chasuble, and I don't speak Spanish, so I use my English, and the translator sat at her home in Phoenix, and those believers gathered in different places in Ecuador, and online we were able to hold services. And it just struck me then what a miracle it is when God has provided in our day that kind of means of bringing the message of His living Word. And when we think about it, we realize that we don't have to doubt, can God take care of me? Can God take care of any of His own? What if there is a seeking person somewhere in the world? Can God find them and lead them to His kingdom? We have seen that God can do all of these miraculous things. He is a worker of miracles. I remember one time when I was in person in Ecuador and we had services there, and after the service, one service guest asked this question. She said, you know, in the Bible, there's examples of many miracles that were done. Are there still miracles done today? And I said, for sure there are. And I'll just give you two examples. Every time a child is born, it's a miracle of God. If any of you have ever been able to be present at the birth of a child, you know what a miracle it is. He is the giver and creator of life. But I said the other miracle that I would tell you is that I'm a child of God today. That also is a miracle, because I know that I'm a sinner. And I know that of my own part, I would not deserve to be on the way to heaven. I would not deserve one day to hear that message from our Lord Jesus, come, you blessed of my Father. Inherit the kingdom that He has prepared for you from the foundation of the earth. It's a miracle to be on the way of faith. No one who is on that way has deserved it, but God is gracious. And He still calls unto His grace kingdom. He still wants to offer this message of grace and message of forgiveness to his own, for sure, but also to anyone who is lost, troubled in their conscience, and seeking to find peace. When we are able to hear the proclamation from God's children that your sins are forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus, in that simple message is found God's power. It removes sin. I remember one time talking to one older believer, and he was saying how he was watching somebody one time at work, and they were trying to clean up some kind of residue that was making such a mess there after their workday ended, and struggling to clean it. And he said, he stopped and thought, and he said to his coworker, you know, that's how sin is. It stains the conscience, and there's only one solution that works to clean it, and it's the blood of Christ. It can cleanse the conscience from all sin. And so that message of the gospel that is found in God's kingdom is such a message that works miracles, even though it's a simple proclamation. And all we have to do is believe it. We can't bring anything to offer to God. We can't do anything to deserve it. But God is willing to freely and fully forgive all sin. And when sins are forgiven, they are all forgiven. God does not forgive some of our sins. He forgives them fully. And the same is true of one who is in unbelief. If there is listening this evening to our broadcast, someone who is traveling in the darkness of unbelief, you may believe that and all sin forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus. God does not withhold part of his forgiveness, but he forgives and he forgives fully. God wants to say also to you who are traveling in faith, listen, my dear children, your battle has already been won. Your debt of sin has been paid. And so we can join in the words of Apostle Paul when he said, thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That 40th chapter of Isaiah, from which our service motto for this year comes, concludes at the end of that chapter with these words. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. That's the message that Isaiah brought to the people of his time. And dear brothers and sisters, God still gives power to the faint. He still gives power to those that feel that they have no strength. And he gives this power through the message of the gospel. It is true, as Apostle Paul once wrote to the Romans, that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to all who believe. And so I have thought, as we begin these online summer services, it's a new experience for us. It's a new format for sure. Been a lot of work done by our staff in preparation for these service events. They've done it with the prayer that God would give his blessing to their work, and that we could enjoy, even through these means, the comforting and strengthening message of his word. And as we now are at the beginning of these services, we certainly begin them looking forward with joy to the opportunity, wherever you are, dear listener, to be able to join in the hearing of the message of God's word. God wishes to approach you so closely, as even into your own homes or wherever you may be found this evening, with the message of his word. I've sometimes shared this story that one believing man told me about his experience at home when his children were little. I thought it's such an instructive lesson. He said he was putting his two boys to bed at night. One was an infant, slept in the crib, and the other a little bit younger boy, but he had his own bed in the same room. And he said, I put the older boy in bed, and then I had the baby in the crib, and the baby was fussing a little bit, so I was standing there and patting his back. And then from across the room, my son said, Dad, can I have my sins forgiven? And he said, from where I was standing, I told him that you can believe all sins forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus. And he said, then my son said, Dad, not from so far away. And so he said, I had to leave the baby there in the crib and walk across the room and put my hand on my son's shoulder and preach the gospel. And I thought that oftentimes we're like that young boy. We have doubts. We wonder, are my sins truly forgiven? Enemy of souls always comes with his message of unbelief. He wants to raise those questions and raise those doubts in our mind. Sometimes even we might have some particular sin that so troubles us that it's hard to believe over that matter. And then God gives us this kind of privilege, even of grace, that we can freely speak to another believer and ask, may I believe even that matter forgiven? God wants to approach so closely with this message of forgiveness. And now, even though we are doing these services in this kind of an online broadcast format, and so it's not even possible for me serving here to see all of you that are listening to this service online. Yet it's to me so amazing that God through these means wants to approach you, dear listener, so closely. Just like that young boy who wanted to go to sleep with God's word and the blessing of the gospel approaching so closely that he knew it was exactly for him. Even now, dear listeners, you can believe that the message that you hear this evening and throughout our days of services, those words are meant exactly for you. God knows who's listening. God knows everything about us. God knows what we need. And he takes care of us. And so you can trust that God, in his love, just like he wanted in the troubling time of the prophet Isaiah, to bring this message so tenderly and closely to the people, a message of comfort, so he wants to do also yet today for all of us. And as we begin these online summer services, you, dear listener of the word, you may believe even now that all of your sins are forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus. And this same blessing of the gospel is offered to all who hear it and desire to believe. And I would say once again in concluding that if there are those now listening who feel that you are on the outside of God's grace kingdom, who are feeling distress of your own conscience because of sin, you also may believe that God wishes to reach out to you wherever you are. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, he wishes to call to you wherever you are with this forgiving message of the gospel. You may believe that all of your sins are forgiven in the name and blood of Jesus. This message is freely preached from God's kingdom, and you may freely believe it. And so God wishes to comfort you, to comfort all listeners with that message, that age-old message that he gave to the prophet centuries ago and still is living today. Your warfare is accomplished. Your iniquity is pardoned. You have received of the Lord's hand double for all of your sins. And so, with these words, dear listeners, brothers and sisters in faith, and all listeners, I want to welcome you to joining our 2020 online LLC summer services. May God's word reach your heart. May God bless our days of services. May he, through his Holy Spirit, speak. And may he give to each of us open ears to hear his word and tender hearts to believe it. In Jesus' name, amen.